This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, December 30th. All right, you're probably worrying what happened to our year-end rally. And I have to tell you, the bond vigilantes won. Treasury bond yields have fallen today, but since December 6th, they've risen dramatically. And this is all over the inflation fears that the Trump tariffs could cause. Now, this is a false fear because the U.S. dollar is very strong, which means that everything we import is getting cheaper. The second reason it's a false fear is we did not have inflation from tariffs under Trump's first term or when Biden was hiking tariffs. The U.S. is a very large, very efficient economy, and we're just not going to have a problem on this front. Now, Trump threatens these tariffs for negotiations. Okay, so as he threatens them, he's still trying to negotiate with everybody. That's why he invited Chinese President Xi to his inauguration, which I don't think he's going to, but, you know, they're talking, okay? So it'll be very, very interesting. The other thing that's interesting is, you may know, it's very cold for much of the United States. So what's happened is natural gas futures have soared. Also, there's a lot of uncertainty in Europe. Believe it or not, Ukraine and Russia still do business with each other because there's natural gas pipelines going through Ukraine that go into Slovakia and Hungary, and then they continue into the Czech Republic and Austria. And Ukraine gets a lot of money in transit fees. Well, Ukraine is now having a dispute with Russia on these transit fees, and that those pipelines may be shut down. I'm not sure Russia cares because, you know, they export a lot of LNG to Europe. Obviously, Europe's trying to crack down on them, but Europe also is trying to tell Qatar how to do human rights and things like that. So Qatar's natural gas may get cut off to Europe. So it's a big mess, and natural gas prices are high. Looks good for America because we'll be able to export more LNG to Europe elsewhere while all these other factions fight with each other. But the way natural gas works, the colder the winter gets, the higher the demand. And then natural gas can also spike in the summer when we get heat waves because there's these natural gas peaker power plants that come on for air conditioning demand. So fascinating times we're in here right now, folks. But the bottom line is the uncertainty of higher treasury yields has put a damper on the entire market that killed our year-end rally that we normally get. Okay. Now, the other thing is the B team is still in charge. And the B team are the junior traders, and they don't want to take any risks. They're scared. The A-team traders are at a ski resort somewhere, and they may not be back until next week. So even though we're going to have New Year's and we'll have a couple trading days and on Thursday and Friday, don't be surprised if the market remains sloppy until January 6th, and then we'll get more decisive. There's also news breaking out that the credit card default rates are the highest since 2010, and that's may put a damper on the financials that will lead the earnings season announcements that will start in a few weeks. Otherwise, that's about it. You know, it's going to be every stock for itself as far as I can see. Obviously, the U.S. is the leader in the world. I'm expecting several rate cuts because Europe is in a recession, and those rate cuts in Europe should put downward pressure on our yields. But I'm alone saying that right now, so no one seems to agree with me, or maybe they don't look out that far. So we shall see. But otherwise, enjoy the holidays, everybody. The bottom line is things will be back to normal a week from today, and then hopefully the analysts will continue to revise their earnings estimates higher for our stocks. They'll create some buying pressure before earnings season, and then, of course, we'll wait for the earnings to drop, kick, and drive all our stocks higher. So that's your update. Take care, everybody. Happy New Year. Louis Navalier.